Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We all live with a new reality today. Nothing secret. And if you're in a government or in a high-level executive position, someone will be out to bring you down. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has been exposed in a black-faced racist photograph in a 1984 medical school yearbook. There you see a black-faced guy right beside a Ku Klux Klan person. Well, shocked to see the picture in the news, Governor Northam said he had never seen the yearbook picture before, but he agreed that it could be himself. The next day, he said he didn't think it was his picture. He did admit that year he had blackened his face to do a Michael Jackson dance. There's no question the picture is racially offensive. However, at this point, we have not heard anyone saying that the governor is racist. In years past, we were more inclined to give a person the benefit of the doubt if they have changed their ways. When I served as Secretary of Agriculture, Senator Robert Byrd represented West Virginia, and he had the full support of the Democratic Party. This was in spite of the fact that he had been a KKK officer. And also, somehow, President Clinton survived politically his affair in the White House. Governor Northam is under intense pressure to resign, especially from his own party. But Willie, keep in mind, that picture was taken 35 years ago. And at this point, reports suggest that the governor is not racist. He's a good guy. And now I live in Virginia, Northam State. I didn't vote for him. I voted for his Republican opponent. However, I think redemption and forgiveness is God's way. He should not resign. There are too many individuals that just want to destroy someone that might be a political liability. Just this last year, Justin Brett Kavanaugh's appointment to the Supreme Court was almost derailed because of his high school yearbook. I might add that you may want to check your high school yearbook. Someone might want to get some dirt on you. I checked mine, and I think I'm okay. Well, the big event this week was President Trump's State of the Union address. I think he did a very good job. But can the two parties compromise and get something done? It won't be easy. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.